He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
He's been fantastic, Anna.
I just saw on Facebook he gave you flowers. What the heck were the flowers for?
It's been 14 years since we've been together the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they're the most beautiful flowers. Like, he went to the awesome flower shop and got me gorgeous flowers.
Oh, that's really nice.
I think I finally learned my lesson now, Anna. The last time I brought home flowers, she was kind of like, these are great. Eh. And then she was like plucking the heads off of them like a day or two into it. She's like, look, they don't last very long.
Well, because you got the cheap flowers. No,
they were not cheap
now.
Flowers.
These
I got
are
her two
now.
Dozen roses last time.
Yeah, but just because you got 2 dozen roses at the gas station doesn't mean they're 2 dozen roses.
I got them at a farm shop. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, they may have gotten them from the gas station. These are pretty flowers. These are nice. That's nice. That was nice of you, Raven.
Well, thank you.
What else has he been doing well?
Oh, he was on a little staycation. We did a bunch of activities. And he worked out with me, Anna, for like 4 days.
Get out of here. Raven
Every
worked
morning.
Out?
Yes.
What's
yes.
his form like?
I mean, I wish I set up a camera down there because you would have thoroughly enjoyed this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I would have.
Yeah, I didn't know you could laugh so much while you're doing yoga, but oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. He did yoga with you?
Yeah, so I'm doing this one where it's like a different workout every day. So he had to do yoga. He had to do cardio, dirty 30. He quit somewhere around there.
Oh.
I think it's really tough. I think I injured myself. That Beachbody app is no joke, man. Mm-hmm. The girl that runs that thing is absolutely insane.
I mean, they don't look like that because they're sitting around on the couch.
Right.
That girl's insane. I mean, I've seen hosts before and they seem to be more friendly and nice and take it a little bit more easy. That Calabrese lady, she's crazy.
What was your favorite workout type?
They were all right. The yoga was fun to start, but it's painful. Anybody who thinks yoga is like, you know, you're going to just make it through. It was really tough. There was one time that Alicia started bursting out laughing based on something I was doing. And then after that, it was hard to carry on.
Oh, that's fun. That seemed like a fun bonding thing you guys did.
Yeah, except for now, I think I might have herniated a disc or something.
It was like a week ago still.
I can't even sit right in my car driving
normal.
Home now. It's rough.
No, I was hoping he'd keep it up, but you know.
But no.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. It was a one-time thing. I used to work out with Paul all the time. But, you know, Paul's like an ex-football jock. So what makes me mad is also, you know, I'm a fitness instructor. So the one thing I know is like my form and all that. And when he would try to correct my form.
It would make you so mad.
Oh, my God. We would be like the couple fighting on the gym floor. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this is like now if we go to the gym, we walk in the door together and then we go to opposite ends. And we like can't work out together anymore.
It's the same as when you guys go to the bar.
Actually, I was just thinking about this. When we were younger, we would go and we would go hang out with different groups of friends. But now our favorite thing to do is go sit at a bar together because we don't get to do it very often because of the kids.
Mm.
And that's kind of like our guilty pleasure.
Oh, I'm jealous. He never wants to sit at a bar with me. He always wants to separate when we go somewhere. Or who's coming with us? It's no fun when it's just the two of us. I'm like, that's really sweet.
That is not true. That is not accurate.
So true.
But that's because you guys get a lot of alone time at home. You know, like you don't have a 2-year-old and a 12-year-old like constantly breathing down your neck and pulling you in separate directions. I'm sure if I had to talk to him all day, then I wouldn't be so keen on that 1 hour at the bar by ourselves.
Mm.
All right,
sure.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'll give him an A, Anna. I mean, he did pretty awesome. So
wow.
Yay.
I mean, I'm shocked even.